26 minutes after 5. South African time on this beautiful Monday morning. Remember, it's the 3rd of Shawwal, 1444. We said it's a beautiful Monday morning. Welcome back. And of course, we are back now after the month of Ramadan. I see Ustad is full of mashallah energy. Let's welcome him early this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Shawwal, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we resume our tafsir. And we ended before Ramadan Mubarak with chapter 25. So today is chapter 26. And Surah Ash-Shu'ara. Shu'ara is the plural of Sha'ir, poet, and Shu'ara, the poets. So all that will be discussed in the ending of this chapter. So chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, Makkiyah. It was revealed there in Makkah Mukarramah prior to the migration to Medina Munawwara. And it's a long surah, mashallah, and it comprises 227 verses. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, who is very, very gracious and very, very merciful. The first three verses we'll discuss in today's lesson, insha'Allah. Tawseem Meem. So these are al-huruful muqatta'at, the broken letters, and the meaning is a mystery. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Only Almighty Allah Jalla wala knows the meaning. So the person inquires or objects and say, but you say, and we Muslims say, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ, that this Quran Sharif is a book of guidance, and now there are certain words here that nobody knows the meaning. So then how can it be a word of guidance? So this is the response and answer. In the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, there are 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. So in a case like that, remember that we will say this was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah gave humanity engine, the invisible creation, a test. You bring a replica of the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. Kulla inijtamatil insu wal jinnu ala ayyatu bimithli hadha al-Quran. So they failed in that. Second test was Qul fa'tu bi ashri suwarin mithlihi. Reproduce 10 chapters, 10 surahs similar to the Quran. That also they failed. Then the ultimate and final test which Almighty Allah gave humanity. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina. And if you have any doubt regarding what we revealed, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority, sovereignty. Mimma nazzalna ala abdina. What we reveal piecemeal gradually on our beloved servant, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'atu bi suratin min mithli. Then you bring and reproduce one chapter similar in beauty, glory, style and diction like the noble Quran. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 23. So till today, nobody is successful and nobody ever will be successful. Similar example I just give you, بِغَيْرِ تَشْبِيهِ, as we say. We can't give similarity to Almighty Allah, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. But for our puny little brains, I put up one big, huge skyscraper, and I tell you that this is the plumber, carpenter, builder, see if you can build a replica. So that is what Almighty Allah is doing, to show all human beings that this book here, the final constitution for humanity, it's in its pristine purity, and millions of people have by heart memorized it in the original language. No Jew, no Christian, no Buddhist, no Hindu, no person of any faith can claim that. Only Islam can do that. So that shows the miracle of Islam, the miracle of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. These are the verses of the book which makes things clear. So it shows the Quran Sharif is making everything manifest and clear. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the greatest lover of humanity. Chapter 21, verse number 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin. We have not sent you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So see what Almighty Allah says to pacify, to console Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La'allaka bakhi'un nafsaka. Maybe you will destroy yourself, meaning that you will be so concerned of humanity and your health, everything will deteriorate. So this is to console the Master alayhi salam, that don't cry so much for humanity. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ, that they are not embracing Iman, they're not accepting Islam from the inner recesses of their heart. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted everyone should embrace Iman and Islam. So that should be our mission, our message, to guide the people and take them out from the darknesses in which they are groping in, and bring them towards the radiance and effulgence of Islam, as mentioned in chapter 14 and verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You, ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in towards the radiance and effulgence of Islam. Let us take you around the world and local news, international news, and remember this is news, views and interviews. Number one, Jordan says that Israel have arrested one of the members of parliament of Jordan, and it's a big story in the Arab world, but the Israeli haramis are still silent on that issue. They say that this person here was smuggling arms into Palestine, occupied Palestine and so forth. Sudan, the true story. Now your mass media and so forth will tell you that foreign diplomats are being evacuated, but the locals remember that you got American people there, German people, Italians, others you got there. But what about the locals who are there? Nobody bothered about them, British and so forth and so on. They're just evacuating all the diplomats. But what about the locals? They have to fend for themselves. There's no water some places, no power, electricity, no medication, you understand, medical facilities functioning. So all that, it functions and doesn't function. Now, what is the true story of Sudan? What is the story the mass media won't tell you? So this is the true story. Sudan is run by the military. And Putin and them and the military came to an agreement that they will grant Russia a base there in Russia, in Sudan. Sudan will grant Russia a base there in Sudan. So obviously the Americans have to poke their nose everywhere. They can have hundreds of bases everywhere, but anybody else, especially Russia, is no, no, no. So they warned them and said that you don't go ahead with this. The military told them, you go to hell, we're not interested in you. It's between us and Russia, Sudan, and we are autonomous country, and so forth. So they got the paramilitary, these are mercenaries, that they will just fight for dollars. So you must remember that. So they give them all the material support, and these are the people who will fight anywhere, as long as the price is right. So that is the real true story. That's why I tell you, America are the biggest terrorists on this earth, with their illegitimate child and harami Israel. Let's come to Israel. Israel bulldozes the abandoned shops in Hebron. That is how they carried the article in the Haaretz. They didn't tell you that Baruch Goldstein in 1994, 25th of February, Saturday morning, murdered our people in that masjid of Hebron. Remember that. And they stole the masjid, the haramis. So more than half the mosque belongs to them. They terrorized the Muslims. I've been to Hebron 4 or 5 times. So that the water and everything is in favor of the settlers, who are so few. And today you see, it has become like a ghost town, a ghost city, and so forth. So now they say no, they abandoned the shops. So the shops that were abandoned by the Palestinians, they bulldoze it. It's not like that. You are the one, you haramis, terrorists, that you are the one, Hitler's children. You terrorized them, you murdered them in the mosque and everything. And then what justice? You steal the mosque on top of that and occupy it. See how disgraced Bibi is, the crime minister of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Bibi cancels his program at the Jewish conference in Tel Aviv. So the Jutla's main players got together and they're supposed to have the conference. The conference took place, but Bibi no show. Why? He knows they will roast him and toast him. Remember that? Because on Saturday night, again, 200,000-300,000 people were marching and they called him the crime minister, and he and Smotrich are taking Israel down the hell road. That's all written, you must remember, in the Haaretz newspaper. Then you see other supporters of, you must remember, Israel, the UK Labour Party, suspends Corbyn Ali. Corbyn Ali said that if we criticize Israel, it's not the anti-Semite, and if it's anti-Semite, that is not racism. But anything you speak against Israel, then they'll tell you you're anti-Semite, you're racist. But I'm telling you, Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. You must be a Palestinian and go and see how they treat you. So remember that they treat you as a third class, fourth class citizen. They can shoot anybody and they get away with impunity. So we have to name them and shame them. Remember that. And you see Israel, a Ukrainian, he had double passport. You see, he's an Israeli and Ukrainian. So he was killed by the Russians, dispatched straight to hell. So we say, Alhamdulillah, very, very good. See what another Jutla did, harami. This Jutla is flying from New York to Tel Aviv and he carries on for himself wild behavior, unruly behavior. So they took the plane back to New York. I hope they put him away, you understand? So there must be no separate law for the Jutlas. We must treat them how you treat everybody else. If it was a Pakistani or an Indian or an African, what you whitey should have done. So do that to him also, to the harami Jutla. And remember, the Democrats, majority of them, don't want Biden to represent them in 2024. And in Burkina Faso, remember, 60 people killed. Another sad story there. And look at this Hindu lady. She, another terrorist, seems to me. So there's a place called Virginia in America. The Muslims are celebrating Eid. She comes and go right in front, you understood? And then she says you can't have Eid here, and she wants to interrupt. You want to be a Hindu, you want to be a Christian, you want to be a Jew, you want to be whatever, Buddhist. We got no objection on that. We will never come and invade your celebrations or festival. It's your business. Now how it writes you got to come right into our mosque and do all this? So now, to curry favor, you must remember with the world, they said, no, this lady is mentally imbalanced and so forth, and she got problems. If that is a true story, then obviously she must be forgiven. But if you look at the conversation taking place and so forth, to me, she doesn't look like that. They just want to pull the wool over the people's eyes. So very good, they took her out and they evicted her from there and so forth and so on. So what must happen now? They must send her for the test and so forth. If she is mentally disturbed or something finished, then we can't do anything. I mean, then it's a problem. But if she did it deliberately in a full senses, then she must fulfill the full might of the law, and we must name her and shame her, because these are the people that belong to the BJP and the RSS, remember. They want to cause harm deliberately to the Muslims in different parts of the world, and we will not allow that. Here in South Africa, they tried it with the Adhan issue and so forth. Almighty Allah humiliated, disgraced them. So that was what will happen, remember this. Okay, our program for today, Mulana Zahid Khan is on leave for the next, say, 9-10 days or so. So inshallah, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan will be standing in. So 8:30 to 9, there will be interview with Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan and myself. Today we will discuss Taif, its history, its geography, and fadail and virtues and so forth. Then inshallah, 1:05 to 1:30, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi. We completed the tafsir, the complete Quran, inshallah, during the course of this week. We will send it out. We're just going through it, editing and so forth. So anyway, we will start Surah Fatiha today between 1:05 and 1:30, inshallah Aziz. 1:30 to 2 will be from the archives. 2 to 2:30, our report back to our trip to Balfour and Heidelberg. Very interesting, mashallah. And it was a very good week for us with Allah's help. And thereafter, inshallah, tonight with Mona Arafat and myself, the live Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. So make dua for the Ummah and make dua for all of us as well. Whatever broken efforts we did during the month of Ramadan, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Almighty Allah accept it through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Ustaz, allow me to read this message. It says here, why is Israel condemned? Israel defending itself against the rocket attacks of the Palestinians. I'm Idris from Egypt, residing in Margate. I love Israel. Now all friends here fighting with me and say I'm not Muslim. Please correct them. Brother Idris from Egypt to start in Margate to start.
Brother Idris, I don't know in which world you're living in. So you must remember, Israel stole the whole of Palestine. Therefore, it's called occupied territory. Israel murders the journalists, and they murdered Shirin Abu Aqila, and no consequences. They have hundreds and thousands of our people in jail, detention without trial, and they steal our mosque as they do there in Hebron. And they are the ones who have murdered Muslims, you must remember, in different parts as well. So you want to support them? Go stay in Israel. What you're doing here? You must remember, you're a harami as far as we're concerned. If you're a Muslim, you're out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. If you are anti-Palestinian, anti-Aqsa, you didn't see what the Israelis did in Masjid al-Aqsa? So, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Surah 5, verse 51. The Quran Sharif says, if you love Israel, you love the Jutlas, you are with them, then you're out of the fold of Islam. Chapter. That's if you're a Muslim. If you're a Christian and a Coptic and so forth, then you stay whatever you want. Go back to Egypt, go back to Israel. We don't need people like haramis like you here in South Africa.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, I had forgotten to pay my fitrah. Can I pay today, Ustad?
100%, you must pay it today. Yesterday in the Q&A also the question came. So if you are following the Hanafi school, minimum you must pay 35 rand for yourself and 35 rand each for your minor children. But your reward will be the minimum reward. In Islam, man addaha qabla al-Eid, whoever pays zakatul fitr, sadaqatul fitr, before Eid day, before Eid salat, fa'iyya zakatun maqbula, it is accepted by Almighty Allah and you receive the maximum reward. And waman addaha ba'd al-Eid, you pay it now after Eid day, after Eid salat and that, fa'iyya sadaqatun min as-sadaqat, so it will just be considered as minimum reward for you. It's still compulsory, but the reward will be much less. So therefore, brother, pay it and do not delay again now, please. So pay it today, inshallah. And if following the Shafi school and Maliki Ambali, minimum 40 rand you must pay, and all this must be given to poor Muslims only.
Somebody says, I heard you talking about Zakatul Fitr on Saturday. What is the difference between this and Sadaqatul Fitr, Ustad?
Remember, in Ahadith, we have a terminology called Riwayat Bil Ma'ana. That Sahaba and the beloved companion Sahaba were there sitting by Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you open all the ahadith regarding Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr, you will find Nabi alayhi salam also used both words. Go open Targhib wa Tarhib, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad, all these are various kitab. So when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu received it from the Master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they're reporting, narrating it to other people, students of theirs and so forth. Some of them use the word Zakatul Fitr and some of them use the word Sadaqatul Fitr. It is synonymous, the meaning is the same. Like Hajj time, you have Tawaful Ifada, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say Tawaful Ifada, and Hanafi say Tawaful Ziyara, but it means the same thing. So it's two different names for the same thing, brother, sister.
I got a message that says, why do or don't you trust Saudi Arabia? Brother in Johannesburg, remember
Saudi Mufti... Arabia are haramis as far as the government goes. MBS is a murtad, you must remember that. He is the one who changed the whole Taraweeh for the past 4 years from 20 rakats to 10 rakats. Do you know anything of the Haramain Sharifain? You must remember for over 1,000 years was 20 rakats. All four schools say 20 rakats. This murtad bin Shaitan came and he changed it from 20 to 10. You don't even know the basics of Arabic, remember that. He does not allow the imams of the haram to use the word Palestine in their khutbah and sermon. He doesn't allow them to use the word Yahud and Jutla. You must remember that. Whilst the Quran says, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The person built cinemas way in Medina Munawwara. When Sheikh Salih Ali Talib and them spoke against them in the Jummah khutbah in Makkah, he sentences the Imam of the Haram to 10 years. Which world you living in, brother? He goes and murders Jamal Khashoggi and make him a Qurbani. He goes and murders over 200,000-300,000 people in Yemen, and now after 8 years, then when 4-5 million people are starving, he wants to speak of peace. So remember, if you support him and you agree with him, you also out of the fold of Islam.
He says, remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an Arab, Ustad.
So got nothing to do. Abu Lahab was Arab, so he must keep quiet. You mustn't read Surah Abu Lahab then. So he was an Arab, what he was? A Zulu or an Indian?
No. I've got Robert. He says, AK, was last week the beginning of the end for Trump, Ustad?
So remember, Trump and Biden and all of them, according to me, both wasting time. Both must go and take their pension and just sit in their houses. But both of them, go read about Biden and his son, Hunter. You, what's your name, Robert?
Ustad Robert.
Robert, send me a message, 071-888-1184. I'll give you the inside story of what things were going on when Obama was the president and this guy Biden was the deputy vice president, and how his son was acting and how they were cutting deals and all this type of thing. This guy is on so many charges on the laptop they got there, involved in child pornography, involved in what then what, he busy with his brother's wife and so for so many things he was busy with. Hunter. He's a real hunter. You must remember that. And father was just keeping quiet and covering everything up. So don't come tell me about these guys here. Trump, you know how many women he slept with and so forth. So anyway, my advice to both of them, you guys both now past your retirement age, go and relax now and give the youngsters a chance now. Not that they will do anything better for us Muslims, but they both just wasting their time. Trump and Biden, if you ask me.
Somebody says, good morning, sir. Mrs. Telly is from our group and told us to listen to you before we make our comments. So we're listening to you. Davis, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Davis. Let me tell you the story of Sister Telly. Somebody told Sister Telly she should listen to our program. So we told her, Ahlan wa sahlan, you're welcome. That is our aim. We want to take the message to every person in the world, Muslim or non-Muslim. And this program especially and the Q&A that we dedicated more to the non-Muslims, because you look at your TV, you look at your, you see what your prostitutes are writing. You know how a woman sells a body, the prostitute. So the mass media in the world is controlled by the Zionists and the apartheid regime of Israel. You should know that. So they give you slanted stories most of the time. You must remember that. So we give you the true news and the alternate news which the media does not cover, like the Russia story and America, what's happening in Sudan and so forth. I just mentioned it just now. So then Sister Telly started asking questions and so forth. Thereafter, her pastor, where she was going to church and so forth, he came on and sent a message and said that Telly, Sister Telly, will never embrace Islam and he will make sure. So I told him, okay, let me ask you a few questions. I told him, show me where in the church, where in the Bible is written that Christmas is 25th December. Where in the Bible is written that Jesus will be crucified and he will spend 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth, like Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. So you know it didn't happen like that. Friday night, according to you Christians, we reject all this. You say Jesus was crucified and then buried in the holy sepulcher. So Friday night, Saturday and Saturday night, so it's 2 nights and 1 day, and Sunday morning Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and it was empty. So now I asked him, who's lying now? Are you Christians lying or the Bible is lying? Because the Bible in Matthew says 3 days, 3 nights. He's supposed to be in the belly of the earth, like how Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. So he said he'll come back to me. So I told him, you see, Pastor, that figuratively, that's a right hook and a left jab and a technical knockout, you see. So you must remember that. You know Muhammad Ali. So that is what we did with him, figuratively. So then Sister Telly came back and then she said, no, she's embracing Islam on Eid Day and so forth and so on. So you tell Sister Telly and all of you, I'm giving you my number, we got nothing to hide. 071-888-1184. My own sister, my own niece, everybody, and so many hundreds of our Muslim sisters in Durban and surroundings want to meet Sister Telly. They want to help her on this golden journey of hers to Islam and so that she can also become an ambassador to Islam and a source of inspiration, motivation. Our message is very simple. Islam for all for Islam. There is no business of the Pope and Bishop and all these things in Islam. So Islam is the divine Quran speech of Almighty Allah, the direct speech, and it is memorized by millions of people. So no addition, no omission, no interpolation. When you study the Bible, you know how many different versions you have. The versions also are getting confused today. And then we have the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who took the theory of the noble Quran and put it into practice, practically demonstrating to us. Wa aqimu salat, perform your prayer. But how do we perform the prayer? So the Master alayhi salatu salam showed us, how do we perform the pilgrimage? How do we give our charity and so forth, so on. So everything demonstrated to us practically by the Master, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe, my brothers, sisters, there where Tali is. So give her my number, give her our regards, and tell her we chose her name Tahira, the one that is pure, and it is our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, her title, and that is Tahira. So that is, we are waiting for you, Sister Tali, 071-888-1184. I'll just give you my sister and niece's number, and then you contact them and you take it forward, inshallah.
I see Ma from Newcastle is very upset to start. She says here, can Beta write a letter to the president and tell him how can we have load shedding on the day of Eid? Please, Beta, write him a letter. We Muslims in Newcastle are very upset. Hunkarwana Ustad.
Hukarwano, Ma, the whole country is asking Hukarwano. So Ma, yesterday my wife, you know, Fatima, she told me I must go to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I go by, so when I'm finished, then I just see the headlines of the newspaper. They got Sunday Times there, they got Independent there, they got the City Press there and all. So each one of them had something to do with the ministers. So the ministers themselves, they confuse and they blowing their fuses. That this minister says, I don't know where to start, where to end, because we got Minister of Energy, then we got Minister of Electricity, then we got another minister. You know, three quarter of them good for nothing as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will have deputies. Then the Minister of Education complaining, how come the deputy Minister of Education is getting all the praise and all the credit and so forth, and I'm being marginalized? You can see they behave like small children, you know. Therefore, I told you, 300 years what has happened in South Africa, this current government has finished it in 30 years. So that is the truth. You look at your SAA, you look at, you must remember, your electricity, you look at your PRASA, you look at your Danel, every state-owned entity, chaos and chaos. Your education is not worth the paper on which is written your matric certificate. You take your medical, your hospitals. Yesterday I sent out to the group, go look at the metro rail. Half the seats are ripped. You must remember this. So that is what has happened. Gar ko aag lag gayi, gar ki chirag se. Ma, all said and done, still South Africa is the best country to live in. We have our freedom of religion. But remember, the government, they are a sad state of affairs. They're only filling their pockets, and the poor Joe in the street, Joe the plumber, Joe the carpenter. People like us has to suffer the consequences of their incompetence.
I see, Ma says, better, they will know you, Ustad. The president will know you, must like it.
Ma, I must give him a taweez. That will be the best thing to do.
I've got Arthur. He says, what do you think of Iran and Saudi Arabia making a deal together? Arthur, Ustad.
You see, my brother Arthur, sometimes in life you make peace because marriage of convenience, you see. So this idiot, that's all I can call him, in our Islamic terminology is murtad, he's out of the fold of Islam. This MBS, he becomes Minister of Defense. First thing, without consulting anybody, he starts attacking Yemen. Yemen is the poorest Arab country. They were already suffering, and he went to aid to their suffering, and he murdered over 100, 200, 300,000 people, 4, 5 million of them on the verge of starvation. Then the Iranians came in for the Houthis. It's not Houthi, it's Houthi. So remember, for the Houthis and so forth. Now they carried on. So Saudi Arabia, with all the arms and ammunition they buy, they can't even beat Yemen, they can't even beat the Houthis. So it's an indictment upon them. So now after 8 years attacking them, finishing the country, now he'll bribe them, give them money and so forth and so on, and say, no, let's have them smoke the peace pipe and so forth. And then he wants to show Biden and them a point that he told Biden, I will do what you say, but you must give me nuclear. They told him, go fly a kite, we will not give you nuclear. So he said, fine, you don't give me nuclear, I go to Iran. So now he's with Iran, he's with China, he's with Russia, with everybody. So it's all one big game, Arthur, they play. Don't get fooled with that. They hate one another's guts, and remember that. And we say, the Iranian, the Shias, I mean, there in 2013, I spent 12, 13 days there. Shias are not Muslim. They're out of the fold of Islam. And as far as he goes, and the people who support him there, so you must remember, they're also out of the fold of Islam. So it's a case of Al-Khabithatu Lil-Khabithin, one impure with the other impure. We'll leave it there. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now will be the news by Brother Suleiman Esop, inshallah. And Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum.